Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Nicky.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
How are you guys?
We're pretty good, mate. Awesome. Okay, here we go. Big Tuesday edition. Lots of talk back today. We want to get your opinion. We want to canvass your opinion on a number of topics. 50% of elder Australians are living at home.
Hooray!
We want to speak to some. We want to speak to parents who can't get rid of their kids.
Well, I'm happy about it because I don't want to get rid of my
You're
kids.
You're building an entire wing.
I'm building my house so that my kids will never leave home.
Good Lord.
Judge Janey is making
back
a return.
In town. What's she sitting in?
Well, the ATO has revealed the weirdest claims it has rejected. I'm happy to take your ATO claims that you want.
Okay.
And I will decide whether they would get through or not.
Let's get on.
Thank you.
There it is.
Judge
There's
Janey
the gavel. Bang, she means business.
This is another bizarre one. It did the rounds about 2 years ago. It's raised its head again. Do you have a special side of the bed if you share with someone and it's the only side you ever sleep on? Mm. Most people would say yes. There's a couple who just take different turns at different nights and it's blown people's minds. Why don't you just lock it in, Eddie?
we talked about this once and the phones went berserk. Yeah,
people
have very hard
very
and fast opinions on this one. There's a US study that finds 30% of delivery drivers have eaten your food.
I have always suspected that.
On the way to delivery.
The other day, I must say, Macca's came through our house missing about 80 chips.
All right.
Very suspicious.
All right.
Oh, we've got Scotty Cam, our mate. Come on.
I can't wait to speak
to Scotty
Cam. We've
spent a bit of time at Scotty
the Logies. And, of course, Ross Noble.
What? Oh, my God.
The great Ross Noble.
Oh, man.
We'll be in. Good luck if you're in WA or Queensland, because he's coming to your town.
Oh, that's good.
Who is Picasso? We'll have a check-in with Little Nash. There's so much to get through.
Oh, my God. I'm already exhausted.
All this and much, much more.
I'll be right.
By the way, great feedback from yesterday's show. People really did seem to like Sam Neill and Brian Brown. And
two giants.
Well, you know what you can't – well, what you get with those two guys is they're great friends.
Mm.
And you can't do anything but, you know, it sounds so real and it's organic.
There you
friendly.
Were, surrounded by industry giants, three of them.
Sam.
Me,
and,
Sam, Brian. Thank you for copying me out of your photo again. It's not lost on me. I saw that on your stupid Instagram site.
You've got a good sense of humour about that, haven't you?
Well, we'll see.
To me...
He's going to blow up in your face one day.
It's so satisfying. Because
yeah.
I get it just right. I get a hint of you.
Yeah, a little bit of whisker.
Shut up, Dave.
Okay. Are you also very good on Have You Been Paying Attention last night?
Oh,
if
yeah.
you missed it, I think we've got a little treat for you later on. I want to play something.
Oh, good. All right. Good. Well, that'll be great. Now, you, on the other hand, I've been putting up... listening to your stories all day. And sometimes I just say, can we just do it on air? Save me the hassle.
How dare you?
But you do.
You love my stories.
No, your stories are all. So this is as I see it. You have to go to another play tonight. How many have you been to? You went and saw one child
in Shakespeare. Well, I've got a bonus. When you have twins, it's the same play.
Right.
But I'm looking forward. I'm off to that tonight and I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
All right. So theatre again tonight.
Theatre again tonight.
Ooh, jeez.
Shakespeare again?
No.
Oh.
This one is about the history of football in Australia.
But, that'd be interesting.
It will
That's
be.
It's a bit of a change up than Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a change up and it's my little guy, so I'm a bit nervous.
All right. Now, what have you got? You've been banging on about your key today as well. I don't know.
I am so self-satisfied. And this is my bragging rights. Can I please have the theme for Tradie Janey?
Yeah, okay.
Tradie Janey! She's
my terrifier. Cool people right. Hi, Tradie Janey's in town.
What have you done?
Well, you won't understand this because you don't drive a lot at all. You don't drive. So you don't understand what happens with a remote control. Dave, you might not understand either because does the Getz have a remote control?
No, does it really? What you're about to say is what Dave lives his life doing. So if you think it's amazing,
tell me about
people
this
do
control.
This every day.
Okay.
Fire away,
you
Jane.
Have a remote control to get into your car.
Wow.
When the battery goes in your remote control, it has a button you press. and you take out what's called a key. And there's a key, and you have to manually, it's so embarrassing,
yeah, right.
put the key into the car door, turn it, open up, and then,
even worse.
Are
you familiar with that process, Dave?
I'm very familiar.
It's all because that's what people do every day of their lives.
No, they don't anymore. Who?
Everybody does, apart from rich women who live in the leafy suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne.
Okay.
You're on your own here.
Then
you've
you
come
have
a
to
long
put
way.
A key in an ignition. And now people just have a button they press
or a fob,
you just turn it right.
I think your first car you had to get out and crank manually from the
front. I beg your pardon. You take that back. So I've been sucking it up and knowing I have to book. This is what happened last time.
So you've had to put a key in an
ignition. Last time it happened, yes, it was terrible. It's traumatised me.
Right.
I gone, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? I've got to get it to the dealership to change and they have to do something with my remote. Because last time the remote wouldn't work, they said, we have to do special stuff with that.
This is first world problems. No. It really is.
Listen, it's very interesting.
Give us a call if you're identifying with this, anybody.
I said, can't I fix this myself? No, Jane, you can't.
Yes, you can.
We have to do it.
Don't.
And I go, what?
Don't prolong this.
How bizarre. So last time they did it, and I went, I just went, no, it's not happening this time. I've gone on YouTube. I've Googled and put on YouTube the exact make of my remote. I've opened it with a special screwdriver. I've got the two coin batteries and I've done it myself.
Here's a picture. Here's something for you. Why don't you just continue you putting a key into the ignition and turning it like everyone else in Australia?
Because when you unlock your driver's door, the boot stays locked and the side doors stay locked and then you have to go in and press an... Oh, it's just traumatising.
My God.
Do these callers understand my pain?
No, we don't need to take them right now.
Well, I'm very, very self-satisfied.
Well done, Tradie Jenny.
I've done two remotes and I'm very happy.
You started your car this morning. Well done.
Okay. All right. All right. We're away. What you need to get yourself a new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat. That's what you need. Play hard.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ross Noble in studio in the second hour. Scotty Cam coming up soon too. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy. Jane
Ross Noble's
Kennedy
a genuinely Malloy. Funny man.
Love him.
I enjoy his company very much too.
Great.
To
cannot
it.
Big
wait
fan
for
of this show, by the way.
Big
Ross Noble listens
hour.
Each day.
Does he?
He does.
When he's
back in Oz.
Hooning around Australia.
Maybe he listens to the
bike.
Podcast. Do you know what a podcast is?
How do you do that? What do you do?
Right, well.
Do you boot it up?
You get on an app and you go to Podcast One and or you go to Triple M. We've got the Triple M app. What's the best? What makes people happiest in this whole organisation that I plug podcast-wise? I want to do the right thing. I'm a company woman.
Well
is it Podcast One or is it Triple M?
Well, you can just wherever you get your podcast. So mine's on the Apple. So you just go your Apple, you're on an Apple phone. It says podcast.
Yeah.
You can automatically
Have you ever listened to a podcast in your life?
You've got to do it, man.
Yeah, but don't. I don't know how to.
It's easy.
But that is pathetic. That's like saying you don't know how to cook.
You go podcast on your app, then you type in Kennedy Malloy, and you go subscribe button. And then
boring.
He gets so bored. I knew.
That's three steps in. I'm not already connected.
Will take you less than 20 seconds to do.
How do I listen to it?
You got headphones?
I have never had a pair of headphones.
Are you joking?
Nope.
Well, you can put the speaker on your phone.
And where do you connect them to?
What do you mean,
Dave? Don't worry. He's not, how's he going to charge AirPods? He won't. He'll lose one.
Sorry, Jane. We can't all work out how to put a key into an ignition. It's like some breakthrough over here.
I'm saying that it's weird to put a key in ignition today with all the new cars around.
Dave's on the line. Dave, has Jane done something really special here?
Look, I'm super proud of you, Jane.
Thank you, Dave.
For doing what you've done, because I thought the driver obviously had the day off today.
Oh, how dare you, Dave.
Do you have a driver?
I don't. I don't have a driver. I'm the bloody driver.
That would be typical.
Although I don't drive at night.
Jane, if you had a driver, you know what it'd be like?
What?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Hey.
You know that.
That's the second old age joke you've thrown
it?
My
I
way
think you're
today.
Into it. I think it was more of a lovely older woman.
Let's see what Neil has to say. Hey, Neil.
Neil.
Well done.
Neil,
what can I say, love? Well done.
Thank you.
Mick, put down your club of wood. Get out of the cave and go and see what life's all about in the year 2019.
Yeah, thanks,
there
Neil.
What's your point, Neil? What are you trying to say?
Well, you're dissing Tradie Janey and Neil doesn't like it.
I'm just saying Tradie Janey's looking for a round of applause when all she's literally done is started a car.
No. What Tradie Janey's done,
Neil, you're being patronising now. Neil, you're patronising
women. She's gone and fixed something in a modern world, Mick.
Oh, what do you do, Neil?
What do I do? I'm a handyman.
Neil, my kind of guy.
What do you fix? What's your specialty, Neil?
I do a lot of carpentry work, a bit of tiling.
Yeah. Keep talking,
Neil. Who's the best carpenter? Who's the best carpenter? Jesus?
Well,
he was good.
No.
Scott Cam?
Around the cross,
Scotty Cam. We've got Scotty Cam coming in. Got a question we should ask him?
No, not at all. But Mick, honestly, mate, get out of the cave.
All right, mate. Well, you put the joint down and
thank you, Neil. What I'm saying is why it's important that I just was telling people because I was told by a car dealership.
You're still shaking it at me. Look, you're standing there. You're so proud. You've got your key.
I was told some codswallop like, oh, we'd have to we have to reprogram the car to fix the. You know, it was a ripping off women's situation.
I call bullshit. Is that what you did?
Yes, I've called bullshit.
You did,
and
well
I look
done.
At YouTube.
Darren.
Yes, how you going, guys?
Doing good. What would you like to say about Jane's triumph?
Now, this is what happens about your batteries before they go dead. You pull them out, boil the jug, put the batteries in a cup, pour boiling hot water over them for about a minute, pull them out dry, and they're back to normal.
You're joking.
Oh, that's a handy hint.
That's a good life hack.
You can't die, or and then do you drink the water?
No, you wouldn't.
No,
wouldn't do that.
You're sick. No, that's not a good thing.
Darren, love your tips. Thanks for that.
Darren should get his own segment on a show.
I was just thinking that he's like those
handy
people
tips
on
with Darren.
Yeah, maybe a podcast.
I'm full of everything.
All right, Darren. Sean's on the line. Sean, what do you want to say? Round of applause for Jane, is it?
Yep. She's other than the fact that she's gone to a dealership and believed them.
Interesting.
My car has the push button and the little remote, and I change the buttons myself.
It's amazing that you even bothered, because you do have a driver, don't you? How many staff do you have?
Do you?
I've been around to James.
I do not listen.
I've been around to James' house. Listen,
one believes you.
Imagine a mansion in a leafy suburb City of Brisbane.
I would never be allowed.
Circular driveway, and you drive up, and it's like Downton Abbey.
Oh, is that right?
There's about 8 staff members.
Big iron gates
waiting.
At the front.
They're all lined up.
That's aspirational.
You chuck your keys to someone.
Is that what you do?
It goes and parks it for you.
Oh, wouldn't that
awesome.
Be lovely?
You know
wouldn't
what I'm talking
beautiful?
About. Hey, George, I think we've got time for George.
Right.
Quickly, say well done, Jane. You're the best. Go on.
How you going, guys?
Good,
love
George.
Your show. Jane, I think remote control for keys have been around since the late show was like first time in 1991.
I know. I'm saying who uses keys anymore in car ignitions?
Okay.
No one.
No, it does. I don't use it either, but you can actually go to Mr. Bitter. You can actually replace the battery in your remote control.
There you go.
Mate, George, listen up.
All right, jeez, George, check yourself in. You're going to cop one here, both barrels.
George, I've done it myself, mate. I'm really quite capable of doing that, and I was able to change it because I was told the car couldn't move if
she's a
they
tradie.
Didn't do it at the dealership.
She's a tradie.
I'm a tradie. Thanks, George.
That's enough from Tradie Janey.
Yes.
You're getting mocked in here, George. All right, that'll do. When we come back, big stories to cover. Get involved.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
You're about to enter the courtroom of Judge Janey. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge has had a few wines. This is Judge Janey.
Oh, thank you.
Jeez.
I love that music.
All right. It's a special edition.
It's an ATO special edition
because today.
Because it's the, you know.
Well, almost 700,000 taxpayers claimed about $2 billion of other on their expenses in the 2017 financial year. This was a report that's going around. It was on the Today Show this morning. Here's how they reported.
So a couple of people have tried to claim the cost of their wedding. We've also seen people try and claim for a whole host of things to do with the cost of raising kids. So school fees, kids' sporting equipment, and even Lego sets.
Wow.
Lego
sets, I'm in for a massive rebate.
So are we over the years. I
could build a tax office out of Lego.
It is hard.
That I currently have lying around.
And Lego is very expensive.
It's not cheap.
It's not cheap.
Oh, man, it's okay. And so I hear someone's claimed for raising twins.
Wow. We'd both be up for
that.
You know what? There's
I'd
not a lot.
I'd give one of mine back.
Oh, no.
If they want to tax me,
Freddie
I'd
or Lenny?
Give Freddie, probably Lenny at the
stage. Don't say that.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening. He knows.
I like them
He'll
both.
Be fine. They, I know you do.
They're
but
gorgeous.
Can I just say, it is difficult to claim stuff as a general rule.
Well, they make it pretty hard. Mm. They make it virtually impossible.
They make it hard. And red flags go up, you see, with the ATO. If something like
claiming... Don't try it these days, people.
Well,
they've got you. They've got their algorithms. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They found expenses for something like the cost of beer. Now, I'm not sure. Well, I don't know how you do that one. You might give that one a try.
Well, I see beer as a...
A legitimate
business expense.
Lifestyle expense.
I have surrounded by beer. I'm required to be funny. Beer helps.
Sponsors your show.
At least I think I'm funnier when I've had a few beers.
But if you're going out on a business lunch or something or other and
Judge Janey, if I was to claim beer as a tax write-off, I kept all my receipts.
Yes.
Think I would be liable for some kind of rebate?
Judge Janey has considered this option.
And remember, Judge Janey could get a rosé rebate.
And Judge Janey says yes. I think it's a dazzling idea.
I mean, beer is to me, so as a writer, as a creative powerhouse, Malloy boy, you need these are the tools you need. You need paper.
Yes.
You need pens.
Mm. Are you requesting full strength?
Beer, full strength.
All right.
I would not claim lot. I would never claim.
Okay.
You know it's a fraudulent document.
I know.
If I claimed light beer.
That's fair enough. Somebody actually tried to claim the cost of a $58,000 wedding, claiming it was in relation to a work-related overseas conference. Mm. So I think they said, we're going to a conference overseas and we're getting married at the same time.
What if your wedding failed? Can you get a deduction?
Rebate?
Can you get a
rebate? I don't know
What if it's you're no longer married? Can you put that in as a loss, a $58,000 loss, and offset it against...
Possibly. You could.
The cost of hookers?
Thank you. This court's come to a very big order. What would you like? I'd like to know what people would like to claim.
Can you claim adult entertainment? Is that
what for?
I wouldn't think.
What
so.
For? Your own pleasure. For what? Therapy?
I don't know.
Mental state.
Yes. Company.
You should be able to bulk bill.
You reckon?
I would have thought.
This is why you don't put in really anything. You don't claim much. No, but I'm interested to know what
I ran into a bloke
20
years ago at the races who came up to me and he was pissed as a parrot.
Mm.
And he was from the tax office and he goes, "Hey, okay, Mick Malloy, you went wah, wah, wah last year and in front of a whole
Well, that is outrageous.
Well, I'm sure that is
completely out of order.
I'm sure it wouldn't happen under the current regime.
That's terrible.
Who I trust.
Can't do that.
That's
awful.
I'm trying to ask
a bit of coin there too.
What Australia might want. Yeah. To claim.
What would you claim if you could? Dave, would you claim? What do the gets have to be up there?
No,
133353.
Nothing for the gets.
You can't claim petrol. Or you can, and, you know, even claiming things between work, it's, you know.
Can you claim a fashion or anything? Anything
no,
attached to
I
this
can't,
look?
I cannot claim any clothes.
Triple N bomber jacket?
That was a gift. That was a gift. Can't claim any clothes, hair, makeup. Because if I go on the television, a outlet supplies
concert
it
tickets
for me.
You can claim. Concert tickets, CDs, records, things
I don't
like
pay
that.
For many concert
oh,
tickets.
Oh, really? Oh,
well, yeah. That's one perk you'd think I'd get out of working at Triple M. Hello.
Yeah. Who's got Metallica? Do we have Metallica?
We do.
I want tickets.
Do you?
Get me tickets.
Ask nicely.
Right. That's
why do you ask like that?
Just because people let me down.
Hang on. This is interesting. Let's go to Keith.
All right. Keith on hold there out there.
Hey, Keith. What did you try and claim, Keith?
Hello, Keith. What did you try and claim, mate? Turn your radio off.
Oh, my radio is off. Can't listen. You there?
Yes, we're here.
All right, well, what's
you're
your
on
excuse
air, mate.
Go ahead, Keith.
We're able to claim a wedding, you know, just the paperwork a little bit. So we had a wedding reception. And then we got the reception to write out four tax invoices for
Keith.
Okay, Keith, where are you calling from? Keith, where are you calling
Croydon
from?
Hill.
Where?
Croydon.
Croydon.
No one's ever paid taxes in Croydon.
Where's my gavel?
There it is.
Keith, be quiet for a start.
It's like we'd run Keith.
But it's like
sorry, Keith, inconvenience here.
Keith, that is not a very romantic wedding.
Adam's on the line. Adam, just give us a taste. Come on, go on something serious. What do you claim, buddy?
All right, I claimed my car purchase. I'm an apprentice, second year apprentice, Chippy. Claimed my whole 100% of my car purchase, new tyres, upgrades.
You could be in trouble, Adam.
Did it work?
It did, because if you live at home with someone that has a car you can use for personal use, I can claim 100%. And also, the rules at the moment, that's the rules at the moment, yeah. They're about to change.
Oh.
And my accountant said an audit takes 2 years. So by the time that's up, they go to audit me, I'll have a logbook.
Oh, all right, well.
You're living on the edge a bit. I'm a bit worried, Adam.
I'd get cracking on that logbook.
Case dismissed.
I've got $6,500 in my return, so.
Oh, well done. And you spent that wisely, I'm guessing?
Oh, it's just in my savings, mate.
All right, well, good on you, Adam.
Thanks,
you seem like a sensible young soul. Okay, let's take a break. 1-3-3-5-3, give us a call.
Yes.
Or what are you claiming? And we'll let you know if you can have it or not.
Yes.
We work on a subsection of the ATO.
This is Kennedy
very
Malloy.
Very above board.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Judge Janey is in session. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
It's tax time, people. Don't muck around. Play a straight bat. You'll get pinged.
Tell me what you want to claim.
We'll see if we can help you out. $58,000 for a wedding, $20,000 for raising twins. Well, that was me. Beer, me. Lego. Well, that was me. I could claim all this, apart from the wedding, of course.
I don't think it went through, though. This is the thing. People
tried
to claim.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is stuff. The ATO have released a list of things that people tried to claim that they've knocked back. We thought we could help you, save you some time.
We're that kind of people.
Joseph is on the line. Judge Jady is in session. What are you going to try and claim, Joseph?
How are we, guys? Remedial massages.
Okay, when you say remedial, are we talking the old... are we talking the...
flashing light
Have you got
at
a sore back, Joseph?
We've got the old the flashing open sign.
Yes.
Because I'd like to bulk bill if I could.
I'm sure you would.
Joseph.
As a trader, you know, you get sore shoulders, sore back, lifting things, doing things.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you given this a go before, have you?
I've slipped in a couple, but now I'm trying to claim the lot because you go for one a week.
But there'd be more of a work cover issue or something.
Judge Janey's got thoughts on this.
Mm. Right, is it?
I think you better take out private health insurance and you'll get remedial massage.
If Judge Janey could claim her pedicures and manicures and all the treatments she gets on a daily basis. As we speak, she has cotton wool between her fingers.
Judge Janey says, good luck, but no go.
All right, no go. Oh. Dave, what do you want to hear, mate? What would you like to claim?
Yeah, mate, I've got a story for you. For a bloke back in the 70s played rugby league with Western Suburbs and he managed to claim beer and steak on his tax.
How come?
Because his coach, they were famous. They were on 60 Minutes with the face slapping, so it was one of those mob.
Yeah.
The coach said you need to put on weight to play first grade the following season. So he was able to claim beer and steak on his tax.
And he got away with it. But if you can claim,
you're giving Mick Malloy big ideas
and steak.
That's your dream diet.
I'm like a high roller.
You are.
All of a sudden, all of a sudden, the government owes me money. All of a sudden.
Well, I say if you want to claim that, Mick, that's a great idea. Thank you, Dave.
Beer and steak, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Keith, what's the claim?
Mick, got a good one for you, mate. You can buy your beer and do your food shopping all year round. Mm. You buy Goldsmire gift cards.
Oh. I beg your pardon?
You buy a gift card.
Hold my gift cards for your clients.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Because it's cash on a card. So if you go to Coles, you can buy up all your meat and fruit and veg on a...
But how do you get a rebate for that? How's that work?
Because it's a gift.
Yes, for clients. So you go and buy, you know...
So you claim that back.
Hold my gift card. Yeah.
You don't have to know what it's being spent on.
I'll just get Triple M to pay me a giant... gift cards.
Well, so I've heard of some people getting paid in gift cards.
Really?
Yes.
Dangerous Dave.
Don't look at me.
This is a
rule. I have heard this. Very interesting. Thank you, Keith, for that knowledge.
I'd investigate you. If you're...
Don't say that.
If the tax office is listening, I'm very clean. Very
above board.
Yes.
Something about your beady little
eyes.
Don't
put that into their heads.
I'm just saying. Obviously, it's not my thing.
I am a law-abiding citizen.
You are scurrilous today.
Yeah, I get into trouble. I'm going to
sue. What about your staff, your household staff? Do you pay them properly?
Jeeves.
Do you have illegals?
What did you say, Dave?
Jeeves.
Do you have illegals or are you paying them all properly?
Do you think I would be working if I had full-time staff at home? Do you think I would not be out with my girlfriend somewhere having fun?
Steve, what would you like to claim?
Dog food.
Dog food?
What?
Hang on. What do you do? You've got work?
Claimed it before. I do FIFO work, fly in, fly out. And it's a guard dog for my family when I'm away.
So when you fly in, when you're away, your guard dog guards your home. You have to pay him. So you say, well, that's a rebate. That's a legitimate cost. Allow it.
Couple of grand.
Every dog is a guard dog. That's what I say, Steve.
Yeah, but
every dog is a deterrent.
But everyone's not away for 3 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
That's true, and good for you. I'll allow it. I don't know if the ATO will, but I'll allow it.
Hey, by the way, don't go and just make out this stuff as...
Don't say Judge Janey.
We have no authority, by the way. George.
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Yeah, what are you claiming, mate?
Oh, listen, I've got a speeding ticket last week, and I work for myself, so I claim in car expense. So could I claim out a car expense?
I would have thought so, yeah. Speeding ticket.
Judge Janey.
You would have thought so.
I would have thought if it's
George,
a car,
you're a clown.
It's a car expense.
George. Well, I want to work in.
George, don't speed for a start. That's stupid.
No, but having done it, surely he should get a little reward for...
Here's a reward for speeding. George, you are hilarious.
George.
And no, Judge Janey says no.
See, how you go, George.
Out of my court. Come on. I want serious people here.
All right. So one more. Bruce. Bruce.
Good afternoon.
What are you going to try and claim, mate?
Well, about 5 years ago, I claimed international travel and accommodation.
Now, this is interesting.
Careful, George.
And for about $2,500 and got away with it. So the following year, I went overseas three times and claimed about $11,682, and just roughly. And they then decided to audit me. Now, I said to the tax office that it was inspirational and motivational for my expressive writing that I was undertaking. They said they
couldn't. You sound like a bit of a bullshit artist, Bruce. You sound like a creative writer.
Well, then I had to explain where I went. So I went to Koh Samui, Karebi, and Phuket. And
you're writing something about Schoolies Week, are you?
Well, I've been trying to pen a sci-fi novel for about 30 years.
Okay, I'm ending it right here. Bang.
You're out.
No sci-fi novels.
Bruce.
And sci-fi, why do you have to travel the world to see that? Just use your imagination.
Sci-fi reminds me a bit of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Which I should... Well, I won't do it now. Okay. But I did watch an episode last night.
Another one.
You want to hang around?
All right. Oh, that's coming up.
Pretty good. You know what it's about, don't you?
That music's making
so
me...
So seven kingdoms and then there's a nine throne. Got it. Scott Cairns will join us next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Ross Noble to join us in the second hour coming up soon. Can you believe season 15 of The Block premieres at 7 p.m. this Sunday, August 4 on Channel 9.
Who's in charge?
Scott Cam.
Scotty Cam joins us live.
G'day.
He's living the dream, Scotty Cam.
Scotty, were you like a fresh young chippy? And you were just, we've got this new show.
Yeah.
You're good with the words.
And 15 seconds.
Give a bit of lip.
Well, it actually was 20 years ago when I started on Backyard Blitz.
That's right.
Backyard Blitz, then Renovation Rescue.
Oh, I've done about 10 different ones. I've done a lot of reno shows. They're all the same too.
Yeah. Yeah, no stranger to a heart.
But I was very lucky to get The Block because it came back and they offered it to me and I thought I'd be good for a couple of years. And then 15 seasons later, we're still going.
Well, that's because we love you at the helm
and we don't like
change because, and now we're not going to have a MasterChef drop, are we?
Mm. No.
We need you to be locked in because we want to have the same people in charge.
Now, Hugh Marks, who's the boss of Channel 9, as you know, has locked me in for a lifetime contract.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
awesome. Was it a handshake one? Because they're worth everything.
Yeah, well, I said I don't want to be with you for life. Let's work something else out.
What about this bloke? He grew up in Bondi, and I always bring this up every time. He has a working bar in his own. He has a tap.
Well, you've got the best man cave in the world, probably.
Yeah. With Mick, as you know, mate, with a full glycol system.
Oh,
so she's frozen fine to the lot.
Dirty talk
for that's
Mick.
Pretty.
See, but, now you should be able to claim that.
Yes.
You should be. We're talking about claims. You should be able to claim as a work tool and as something that you've done that you...
Mate, but Mick, I can tell you this right now for all the folks at home thinking about doing this. It's a trap for young players having the old tap at home.
Oh.
And my blokes at the servo Del and George, who I get my fuel from, they go, Scotty, we're putting in a tap. I said, Del, be careful, mate. It's a trap, son.
It's all your
and
mates.
It'll kill you. And then about 6 months later, I go, how's the tap? He goes, we've turned it off.
Oh, really?
It's killing me.
Even they have limits.
That's right.
It's like letting the mice run the cheese factory,
yeah, that's
isn't it?
Right,
and all
mate.
Your mates start to come around. It's like a golf simulator. Oh, I'm getting a golf simulator. That's interesting. Knock, knock, knock. G'day, mate. We were just driving past.
Yeah, with a full set.
With a full set of clubs. Hey, tell us about the new series.
Yeah, this is big.
You're back in St Kilda.
Yep.
You're slowly rebuilding the entire suburb as we speak.
Yes. We're peppering blocks throughout the whole area.
This is a famous old block.
It's an old hotel called the Oslo Hotel.
Which would have been pretty ripe back in its day, I would have thought.
Well, it actually has a good history. It was built in the 1860s, five terraces, three-story terraces, and they would have been mansions in the day of the Gold Rush.
Absolutely.
And they're rubbing it on the top of the hill. Grey Street was the best street in St Kilda back in the day
because
it was up on a hill and you could see the bay.
It's got a rich
and there's
history.
A lot of Italianate old mansions
that's
there
right,
that
that's
are
right.
crumbling and falling down now, unfortunately. Yeah.
Well, we've brought them back.
That's why we need the block.
We've brought them back to their original. Because, you know, now, recently, you could hire the rooms by the hour.
I'm well aware. apparently.
I'm
apparently.
Not. This talk is to the, me this about this. That, I don't know any
there's
of this.
There's a fair bit of foot traffic in the Grey Street area.
I think we've got the picture of what you're alluding to. Yeah. It used to be used.
The Oslo, of there's course, was your one-stop shop.
There's a trench worn out in the footpath out the front in the concrete.
It was like a mounting yard, really, wasn't it?
So, I'm going to turn tack now.
Sorry. And we brought them back to their former glory.
That's it. That's what you've learned to say, yes. Scotty. Well done.
It's exciting. Now, listen, we were just talking about this. Who've gone on from the block to continue on in the field and to be renovators and stars and interior designers?
There's been a few, like the twins, Lisa and Lissandra. Yeah. They've done pretty well for themselves. We've got Jess from last year, Jess and Norm.
Yeah.
She's doing breakfast in Sydney on Triple M.
With the Moon Man.
Yeah.
The Moon Man.
You know that.
Yeah.
You do know
just
that.
Just asking. What about Dee and Daz?
Part of the team, part of the family.
Dee and Daz,
they're doing some stuff.
They've got some business.
But not everybody. Everybody goes on it. Don't interrupt me, please. Not everybody goes on it to be a renovator. They don't.
So someone's an Instagram star. Someone's an influencer now.
No, but Elise Knowles.
Elise Knowles.
No, yeah. she was
a tech. This is. I mean, you've unearthed a plethora of stars who've gone on to do great things.
She was a model and she was Instagram famous. She was very, you know, she was a successful model. But then from the block, she just signed an open-end deal with Maya.
She's huge. Absolutely.
She's got to thank us for that too.
I thought you'd be a Maya. You'd be a Maya ambassador. Bunnings ambassador.
Yeah, no, that's what
you should be. Might have 10. Wash your mouth out.
Bloody hell, Malloy. What are you doing to me?
I'm just saying, Bunnings should put in an offer.
Keith's back, Dan's back.
I'm over Keith.
He's a ripper.
He's a bit super sensitive. Did he have a blub last season? He went the blub, Keith.
Did he?
He went the blub.
You don't
get the blub if you're wearing a hard hat. Oh.
Scotty, I'm renovating my house at the moment. Yeah. I'm not.
No, here we
but
go.
Half the people
she's after a freebie. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm not.
Hey, why don't you come around? Do you know what? You'll do five Oslos. Her place is so huge.
You have been interrupting me for the blub. I'm trying to talk to my good mate, Scotty. We're both tradies. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I'll
be over here.
Half the tradies on my side. I'm working on the block. We can't get
Dean. Right.
He's going the block. This happens to us all the time.
We have about some, at times, we have like 150 tradesmen working.
They all want to get on camera too. So
yeah, they love it. Well, we mic them all up too. They're all mic'd. We've got about, any one day, we've got about 100 mics out.
Why don't you do a special challenge around at Jane's house?
Yeah.
And go, you turn up for a day and you just all...
I'm happy for that.
Like put on a revolving restaurant or something. Something that's not in the plan.
She won't let you use the toilets though because she doesn't like tradies going on.
I do have a thing with tradies coming to have a bog in my house and I don't think that's very unreasonable.
Do you provide the port-a-loo or you send them down the pub?
I have a loo outside they can use.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fair enough. The tradesman's entrance, as they were. Oh, sorry, the tradesman's exit.
Got to put a hazcap suit on just to go there. Hey, mate, can you hang around? You've got two minutes and you come around or we'll play you something on the other side.
Scott Cam's with us.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Scott Cam is here because The Block Season 15 premieres 7 o'clock this Sunday on Channel 9.
Who are the baddies? There's always a baddie. Who are we going to love to hate?
They're all bad at some point throughout the series.
Oh, yeah?
I have a blow. I tell you what I do. I blow up at a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get,
that's good.
Because it's such a big job and it's such a massive build that everyone gets a bit testy, including me.
Right.
Well,
I'm
the
a bit trick of swearing
is,
and everything.
That's good. The trick is to sleep deprive them and ply them with alcohol like they do on The Bachelor. And then the shenanigans begin.
We don't ply them with alcohol, but we do sleep deprive them.
And
tell Keith to harden up.
Yeah, I know he's tough, Keith.
Hey, on the have you been paying attention? Was on last night, Mickey.
Yeah, I was
and
on it.
You were on it.
How'd I go?
Now, there was some interesting question last night.
Yeah. Oh, you may have got a mention.
Really?
Oh,
I've got a little package of last night's show.
Oh, yeah. Please play.
Take a listen.
Pauline Hanson has proposed a solution to youth crime. Juvenile offenders should be sent where?
Work at George Columbus's restaurant. Right.
This photo of Prince George was released last week to mark what special event? Mickey?
The first signs of his emerging bald patch.
Eight Aussie celebrities naked on TV. What am I talking about?
Please tell me it's got nothing to do with Studio 10.
Please welcome Sam Neill.
What on earth are you doing here?
I'm a Mick Malloy fan. It's official, this is for you, Mick. Who will wield the hammer in the new Thor movie?
Mick.
Scotty Cam.
Is. Please welcome Larissa Tacchi.
We have a special guest to help with our final cook. Who?
I think we can safely rule out Margaret Fulton.
What did Tessa win for coming second?
Unpaid apprenticeship at one of George Columbus.
This week, AC/DC fans mark the 40th anniversary of what?
Is it Highway to Hell?
Nick and Triple M will be embarrassed by you not getting that one.
This is too obvious. I thought it was a trick question. Ask me anything you want on Thin Lizzy.
I didn't get that. Unbelievable you didn't know that. We gave away the
album.
We gave away last week.
For a whole week, Scotty.
That was the promotion, 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the noise around me. I commune with the microphone.
I want to know, was that a Mick Malloy package or you just answer every question?
I just answered everything. That's just a little grab for the show. Scotty, well done. Thanks for coming in. Sunday night, here we go again.
7 p.m.
It's going to go off.
Yeah, thanks.
Can't wait, Scott.
Looking forward to it.
Ross Noble up next.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
This is going to be massive, people. Let me tell you, coming up, who the hell's Picasso?
We will
fill you in. We know someone who's seen him paint live in the flesh. We'll get that up and running.
Lil Nas is still number one. Lil Nas.
It's a great song. It's a crossover.
But you might be over it. I'm worried.
I may be over it. I love that song. We'll play you a bit. It's a load of fun. 30% of delivery drivers have tasted your food.
I knew it.
That's
I
a stunning statistic. We'll try and track a couple of those guys down. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. But we'll start at the top with this bloke.
The last time Ross Noble joined us, he had some great TV show ideas involving Mick and Jane.
What about these?
Divorced at First Sight.
The two of you go head to head, right? The big prize, there's a house, cars, there's a jet ski.
You split it or what?
All the big things. And then you have to go through a messy and difficult divorce, right? To see who wins the prizes or do the lawyers keep the money?
Tick.
This is my favourite, right? Kennedy assassination, right? Mick has to dress as famous people, who have been assassinated. You live your life and then you have to have a paintball gun and you have to pop out and dispatch him.
Currently working his way around Australia on the Humanoid Tour in August and September, please welcome back the dirt bike riding, brilliantly funny, Ross Noble.
Oh, yay.
Well, amongst other things.
That was fun to hear.
We've just witnessed a little meltdown.
It's just my own voice.
What is it?
It was just my own voice?
Yeah,
I just had this horrible feeling of like, oh my God, this is what
my wife has
to put up with this all the time.
But you talk for a living. So just so we're clear, so we had a little pre-recorded intro there and we put the headphones on and Ross throwing his headphones off.
We thought the headphones were busted.
Yeah, I've got a spare set over here.
So you spend a life talking to people. Yeah. This is how you make your livelihood. This is how you tour the world. This is how you've chosen to engage the universe, but you can't listen to yourself.
I like the voices in my head to sound like other people. Although it has triggered something there, because last time I was on, I was talking about TV show ideas.
TV show ideas for us.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I've been listening to you this week, and you've been reminding the public about the fact you are a film legend.
That's what I said. It's come up once or twice.
Both on television and radio this week. So I
He's very modest.
I've come up with an idea for a film, if you're interested.
Yes, please.
What about this, right?
All right.
Just, I mean, I'm going to cast... Can I do the audition?
Yes, please.
I'll do the audition now. This, I think it's a biopic of, the. I would say possibly the greatest Australian ever, right?
Yep.
Who I'll be playing, right? So, here we go. What do you think? Hello, Frank Walker, National Guard. Why has there not been enough?
Why is there not?
Frank Walker, he's a mysterious figure.
Okay, do you know I have a theory?
Does he exist?
No, I have a theory. And now I remember playing Frank Walker ads 20 years ago
on
Martin Malloy.
Oh, here we go.
I guarantee you it's a different Frank
Walker.
It's
not.
Do you remember Kermit the Frog?
Like it.
Do you remember how over time you go, hang on a sudden one day, you go, that's not Kermit the Frog. I grew up with Kermit the Frog.
Can we have somebody who knows to call us up and solve this?
Frank Oz died, didn't he?
Frank Oz is still.
Is he still alive?
I think, yeah.
I'm telling you that's not the same.
That's not the same Frank Walker.
This is the one that we play now.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles.
That's not the same. It's not the
someone
original.
Someone ring and tell us.
Someone's taken out and whacked
Frank
the original.
Frank Walker, call us.
Are you saying there's a Frank Walker clone army? Is that what you said?
No, but I'm prepared to go with it.
Is it like, I mean,
this is quite dystopian. Couldn't it be that you all go to this land where everybody talks like that?
No. I say someone should send a Terminator from the future to kill the original Frank Walker and replace them with another Frank Walker.
Because
that's not the original.
When the original Frank Walker died, he's lying, which is now official.
Yes.
If you are still alive, Frank, then respect
people
are calling
him, but we don't know.
Respect to you. If you are dead, then condolences to your family. But when he's lying on the slab, he's dead, right?
Yes.
And the body of Frank Walker... Yes. He regenerates. Maybe he regenerates.
He regenerates.
He opens his eyes and he goes, lovely tiles in the morgue.
Tiles in the morgue. That's right.
Tiles in the morgue could be one of the chapters in his book.
But did you hear this story, like about Michael Jackson? So Michael Jackson used to not sing his own song. We heard this.
What?
Your mate, Harry Shearer. Did he tell us this? Was this public news? I think it's public knowledge. I think it is.
Let's go with it anyway.
Well, when Michael Jackson came in to do the episode of The Simpsons, when it came time to sing as Michael Jackson, he left and a white man came in and started singing the part of Michael Jackson.
Well, that was Michael Jackson. That's what happened.
He travelled back in time.
No, by the end of it, it was the plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery.
Was he expected Jackson from the 70s? I mean, he's not a small boy.
Well, I don't know.
It was the song, Lisa, it's your birthday. That is not, in fact, Michael Jackson singing
it. It's someone else. Now, I put it to you that at a point, Frank Walker has gone, you know what? I can't be bothered doing this. I'm on a boat in the Bahamas.
He's got a voice double in.
I guarantee you. Hey, Scott's on the line. Scott, what would you like to suggest here? What do you know about Frank?
I know he doesn't have a voice double, but I'm going to go with you, Mick. It's a voice double.
How do you know that? Do you know Frank?
I know Frank. Yeah, I work for Frank.
Oh, right. There's no need to get all...
I'm a tile seller.
There you go.
Scott, does Frank sound like that in real life?
Hello.
Only when he wants to.
Would he be happy for Ross Noble to play him in a biopic?
I will be fully tiled as well. There'll be a love scene in it where I'm naked but my skin is tiled.
He's really quite unique, isn't he? And I think you're on a winner there.
All right,
enough
of this. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we'll
talk about...
We might keep going. We're going to talk about your show.
Never mind that. More Frank Walker.
More Frank Walker.
Ross Noble's with us. This is Kennedy Malloy. Good luck, Western Australia. Got a lot of Ross coming your way. The Humanoid Show, alist.com.au, from Mandurah, Brunbury, Esperance. We're going Carnarvon, Karratha, Broome. And more.
I just put a curfew on in Mandurah for cats. So don't take your cat there if you're going. Yep, this is true. In Mandurah, it's just been announced, cats curfew.
Really?
Certain time, put your cat to bed.
I think that's
how you do that. Well, that's I don't catist. Know.
What happens if the popular Andrew Lloyd Webber show were to perform at the theatre? You only get the first half.
Matinees. You've got to go to a matinee exactly. to make sure you get the lot.
Memory. No,
no, that's enough.
Ding, ding, ding. Time, please.
That's enough from you, Mr. and Mrs. Stoffley. You're out. Hey,
so you do know the characters.
Cat.
Secretly.
I love Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Have you seen the...
oh, yeah, the trailer for the movie?
Oh, my God, it's terrifying.
This is a chick flick alert.
We have something called a chick flick alert. Yes, and as soon as I saw the trailer for that, I can't wait.
Oh.
But well, I knew that Mick would be repulsed by it, no, which he was.
No, here's the thing.
Never seen a Lloyd Webber musical.
Let me convince you of this, right? The Cats, the film... It's not going to be like the stage show. Right. It's a bit like, you know, when they did the Christopher Nolan Batman versus the old cartoon.
The old cartoon.
It's gritty. It's what happens is
what
one
do you
of
mean?
One of Judi Dench buries her own shit. She literally, honestly, there's a whole scene, right?
Taylor Swift coughs up a film.
Coughs up and then is hit by a car.
I'm detecting a sense of cynicism about this whole Cats
scenario.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. I said Jonathan Ross once said, he said, if you want to do an Andrew Lloyd and Webber impersonation, look at your own reflection in the back of a soup spoon.
No, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Going to get on to something. Yeah,
sorry,
go ahead.
Just before you get on to
go
that,
ahead,
on
boss.
The subject of not just cats but big cats.
Yes.
Can I just?
Yes, please.
This is. I saw the greatest thing ever the other day. Mm. I was in Woolworths. Where was I? Coringle. Coringle.
Yep, sure.
If you get a chance to get down there, I know it's a long way away from a lot of Australia, but get down there.
Saw it on Getaway.
yes. Go in there. They've got this the Lion King thing on at the moment.
Right. I'm big into that. Yeah. You know, and you get that. The squishies.
Oh, they've got the Ooshies. The Ooshies.
Yeah. And what they've done, right, is they've said to all the Woolworths people, you put on your own Lion King.
Display. Oh, my
do God. It yourself. We're not going to send you the stuff from head office. You just do it yourself.
Okay.
Those people have fully committed, but not enough, right?
Right.
I saw, I'm not sure, the head of the big of one of the big cats,
yeah, yeah.
And then stuffed toys, all stuffed toys hanging above the cigarette area. but here's the beauty of this is the genius, right?
Yeah.
I was laughing my hair off. People thought I was insane. Every single one of those big cats was a tiger.
Right.
It was all tigers.
Yes. Total tigers.
Now, nothing to do with lions.
Nothing to do with lions. The tiger is not, it's the wrong continent.
It is.
You don't
actually.
Get them in Africa.
No, and tiger's
those,
out.
Those people have just gone, oh, yeah, the Lion King. Get a load of tiger.
It's a very white idea of what the Lion King is.
We'll need a puma.
Yeah. one of those spotty ones, you know.
Just get any animal that's just vaguely.
Hey, anyway, we're getting loads of calls about Frank Walker.
Brilliant.
And we still can't answer the question. We're talking about voiceovers. I did a voiceover for an ad for you once. Do you remember that? This was many years ago.
I don't remember that.
And I couldn't do it. And it's the hardest day of directing you've ever had. You were getting really
I can't imagine.
No, because
getting frustrated.
Well, I was kind of a bit overawed.
You're very difficult to work with, though. Let's be frank.
That's not true. But you were doing a tour and you said, oh, come in and do the thing, it'll be fun.
Yeah,
and I came in and didn't know how to do it.
But you did it, and it
was
great.
No, it wasn't. I don't
take
think
me back.
It.
Was it written out on a bit of paper? Or,
yeah. Whereas no, today, I'm like...
TV advertising, and I thought, who's the person I want to do the TV advertising?
I came in, we spent an afternoon in the studio while you tried
afternoon.
To get a performance
Afternoon? Well, he would have just woken up for a start.
Don't
That's
start
always
your
an
antics.
Issue.
I completely forgot.
There you go.
Thanks for doing that.
How's the tour going? You love it. This is your natural habitat, standing in front of a room full of people and making them laugh. I've asked you this before, but there's no process, is there? Generally, that would be an insult to someone, but you literally just stand up there and go, what's on your mind? Let's go.
See who's there, see what's going on, what's knocking about in my head. And and after this, I think there's going to be a lot of Frank Walker.
Do you have to keep doing stuff as a stand-up comic? You know, you can't just go home, go to bed, not watch TV, not run into people or something. You have to still live a life, don't you?
100%, but I'm constantly, I'm like a small child that needs constant stimulation.
I picked that up.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't
I like it?
But yeah, I watch a lot of telly. I'd plug in, get all that going on.
What are your dreams like? Are your dreams just vibrant?
Completely the opposite.
So you got to be,
yeah, I'm just
gotta,
worked, working,
knock off.
Working in an office, doing a lot of paperwork, a lot of admin.
Brilliant.
And I just go on to my whole life is imaginative. Normal stuff. And just,
yeah, trying on a pair of pants.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes operating a forklift truck, you know, moving pallets around.
Well, you've got it all back to front. Hey, always a pleasure to speak to you, Ross. And then after WA, you still got Queensland to go?
Come on. Right the way around the top of the country. And then on, I've got to say about this as well, Monday night, after Have You Been Paying Attention, one of my stand-up specials is going to be on.
Awesome.
So you fantastic. Can
watch that and then straight in. Oh. But still come and see the show. Don't just go.
It's not the same one.
Oh, it's just on the telly. So, so that's on.
Fantastic.
And then, right around the top.
We're going right around the country right now. So everybody will start booking
Townsville,
their tickets.
Townsville, Cairns, Noosa, Caloundra, all those cities as well.
Yeah, get on board, people.
Get amongst it. Do go alist.com.au and say
hello
to Ross Noble.
Come back and see us soon.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Ross.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Okay, we want to change topics and speeds, if we may, and talk about a new US study. Well, I'll let the US study speak for itself.
28%, of the nearly 500 drivers surveyed in a recent US food study did admit to taking food from someone's order. And guess what? Customers are hip to it, with roughly the same percentage of people surveyed saying they have suspected this was going on.
So this is food delivery, like Uber Eats or Deliveroo or Menu Lock. Any of those, delivering food, that's 30%. That's nearly a third of riders admit to pinching some of your food.
Yeah.
133353, are you one of these drivers?
Have you done it? We won't know who you are.
Yeah. When you think about it, Jane Kennedy, there's a lot of rules that go into a kitchen, the responsible serving of food. You get visited by people from the health department.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And then you hand it over to some, like, carny folk who are riding a bike for a living, and all of a sudden you're trusting them to drop your food off intact, as it was.
I have a feeling.
Is there not any some rule governing this? Or?
Now, that's interesting, because I've never read the Uber Eats fine print of tampering with food.
Right.
There are things that you can go to a help page. Do you suspect that your food has been damaged or, tampered with in some way? I don't know about that. But
someone's dropped a gorby in your cheeseburger?
But what is there? There's no real regulation. You're right. That goes out the door of a restaurant.
You're trusting someone who's really hard. You can't even get them the phone, by the way. You can't ring them. Have you ever suspected Jane Kennedy?
I have, because I followed a meal delivery on my app, and it stopped at a suburban street outside a house for about 15 minutes.
So it was near your place already?
Yes, but it had picked up the food.
Right.
It did a diversion to a house. And I went to my daughter. I go, I don't know what's going on, but something whack is going on here. It finally arrives and I said, I'm going to film this just in case, because there was two people in the car, not just the delivery guy. And as the window went down, there was the
a massive plume.
A plume of smoke.
Oh.
Just a bit of
some
ganja smoke, man.
And no chips, I'm guessing.
Well, when we finally got the chips, they were very depleted. And the guys were giggling. And I went, oh, my God. Wow.
I think I know what's going on here. I'm no Einstein. Yeah. But even I can join the dots on that.
Yes, join the dots on that one.
I don't think I've ever had an incident. But I send my boys now down to the front door to get it.
But that's exciting for kids.
Oh, they love it. They track the driver.
Do they?
Oh, Dad, he's 3 minutes away, Dad. then they try and get visual from the balcony. Oh, Dad, I can see him. All right, boys. Now, remember, with the pizzas, don't turn them up. You've got to keep them flat.
Yeah, that's true. Got to keep them flat, boys.
Walk them
in. Hey, we've got Garth on the phone. Garth, please, I'm not sure I really want to hear this story, but go ahead.
Garth, are you a former driver?
I'm a former driver.
And what did you used to do? You used to hove into some food if you...
Yeah, indeed. Chinese food was the specialty.
Chinese food was your favourite, was it?
Yeah, well, we grew the Chinese food, so we had quickly scanned through all the dockets when you got back from the delivery and had the spicy squid and the spicy prawns.
You wouldn't nick one of those prawns, would you?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to. Yeah.
Garth!
So
that's why you get hot. You open up the lid and you go, four prawns? This is a bit rough.
No, that's the thing. They weren't in the lid. So they were the only ones in the bag.
Oh, I know, because so they don't get soggy.
It doesn't make sense.
You get in there, take a few out. And then
Garth,
you
so Garth, would,
the
if,
bag again.
Garth, Would you wait till you got Chinese, or would you just take whatever you got? Would you go, no, there'll be one later?
You'd have to be hungry first to have the balls to do it, and then that would sort of...
Right, Garth. Well done, Garth. I hope Garth isn't your real name. Bobby. Bobby.
Yes, mate.
Now, you used to be a driver for who, and what'd you eat?
I had Pizza Hut. Now, I never ripped off the passenger or the people buying the pizza. Yeah. I used to do it to the store.
How'd you
so
do that?
So what would happen, what we did was, back 25 years ago when it was delivering pizzas,
yeah,
we used to have the Mighty Boy, yeah? So anyway, whenever there was a dud pizza delivery, we used to come back in and say, dud pizza delivery, and we put it on top of the pizza oven, and if you walked in the store, there'd be pizza there that the drivers and staff were allowed to eat.
Right, okay.
So what I would do was I'd drive, on the way to work, I'd be looking for vacant lots, and I'd go, there's an empty house, so I'd pull over, ring up the pizza, ring my order, whatever I wanted, and then when I got to the store and I started delivering pizzas, I'm like, there's my pizza. The one that I delivered into a fixture.
Bobby, for $10, Bobby, you can just buy your own.
Oh, no, pizzas and huts were big payers back in
this
the day.
This was my first job, mate. Oh. I was poor.
And what do you do now, Bobby? Are you managing a Pizza Hut store?
Believe it or not, I'm semi-retired, driving a school bus over to... through the rainforest every day.
Oh, that sounds like a good job.
All right.
Hey, North Queensland, I think I nailed it. I'm living in a place where people come to holiday.
You're living the dream, Bobby.
Well done, Bobby.
Very jealous.
Winners are grinners. Chris is on the line. Chris, were you a driver?
No, I'm not an Uber driver, but I hate them.
Okay. Hate's a strong word, Chris. But...
So I have a solution
for
them. Is if you just get a simple, like, one peel broken seal tag and you put that on the food, give it to all the Uber drivers.
Oh, seal.
Like when Pizza Hut used to have that, if it's not hot when it gets there, sticker.
Yeah, yes. Like a seal, like a royal seal, like a stamp or something. Yeah. And you could go,
like the royal wax stamp on the envelope.
That's a good idea, Chris.
But a royal Uber wax stamp.
All right, Chris, well done. You're an ideas man. Jono, have you got what's your encounter with the driver?
I ordered a burger. And I was tracking him on the Uber app. And he's diverted away from my address and jumped on the M1 and pissed off down the Gold Coast.
That's so stupid. You can track them. This is the whole point.
Yeah, I know. I was watching him and he's diverted away from the address and jumped on the M1 and took off.
Right. Winners and grinners. Good hey, listen, give us a call, 133353. If you've got anything to add, we'll be back.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to HSV, the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat.
I love the new HSV Sports Cat.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Well, Tradie Janey would aspire to have one of these, but I don't think she's there
Tradie
yet.
Tradie would fight you for one of these.
They would
this
because...
This is right in their wheelhouse.
Well, the HSV driver.
Do you know what?
They're a special type of person.
They are. They're cut above. And you know what it's all about?
Mm.
What's under the bonnet? There's no shop front here.
Mm.
This is all about the ride. This is all about how good it gets.
It's Australia's most dynamic 4x4.
I know that, Dave. Right, don't say it like I don't know what I'm talking about.
But
this
it looks,
is it.
Am
this
I allowed to say
business.
It looks really
good?
This
is really the Kaftafufu.
It is.
Well, of course it looks good.
But it looks enormously handsome. It's like a really hot guy. Is that all right? Can I say that about the HSV
you
series?
You know how the other day
cat?
We were talking about that woman who wanted to marry a chandelier?
Yeah.
Seems to me like you fall in love with the HSV Series 2 Sports Cat.
I think I have, guilty as charged.
And wouldn't mind going on a date. If you dated a car... This is the one you would date.
God. I would love to be picked up, actually, in this car. All serious.
Okay, tradies, if you're out there, get yourself one of those.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, if you get yourself one of these, sit behind the wheel of this, it's best seat in the house, you're home and hosed.
You are.
You can have what you want. Just go, pull up beside Jane, beep, beep, open the door, you're off.
It's got everything. Well,
it's one of the perks. Yeah. One of the perks of driving the greatest road on the road. Yeah. Look at this. Do you want to go through it? Sat-nav, shipped on the fly.
It's got everything.
6-speed auto transmission.
I love the way you're saying this.
This is like
I love how
stuff.
Fast you're saying it.
I just got a stiffy myself.
Faster.
Sports Cat power. Sports Cat powertrain. The decoupling anti-roll.
No, not the decoupling anti-roll.
Well, strap yourself in. It's going to be a bumpy ride. And you know what? Who cares? Because you're in the cabin.
Yeah.
Of the greatest ride in history, the HSV Series 2 Sports Cat. Mm. Are you big enough? Are you bad enough?
Are you
hard
enough?
Do you
have
what it takes? Are you hard enough? Mm. Do you think you can get behind the wheel?
Enough? Yeah, come on.
I doubt that.
Go and find your dealer at HSV.com.
If you want a Top Gun, and you want to go to the academy, and you think you're in the top 1%, go and see the dealer. If not, get to the back of the bus, toots.
See ya. You loser.
Oh, by the way, did I mention I watched Game of Thrones last night?
How is this possible? We can really go from a horny hot car into your boring now.
Do you know what?
Everybody's over it.
Yeah.
Everyone's over it.
Hey.
How are you ever going to date
Snow
anyone?
If Jon Snow had a sports cat,
yes,
the whole thing would have been over. Imagine that tearing across one of the kingdoms.
I see Jamie Lannister in one of these because he could drive one-handed. Because it's such smooth ride.
And put his arm out there. Get Tracker's arm.
Hey,
it was a good it wasn't a good episode.
What happened now? When did you have time to watch this? You did have
this
a
This was episode 5 last night.
What time did you go to bed?
When I got home from, have you been paying attention?
You need an early night.
I thought, I'll just pop it on.
Just one other episode.
What's going on.
All right, what else happened? Jon Snow what?
It wasn't much.
What happened?
Podrick was being annoying.
Podrick.
He's annoying everyone, ignoring Brienne.
No one cares about Podrick.
Oh, I feel he's going to be a key player.
Ugh.
He had problems controlling his horse and set fire to a rabbit.
You're wrong.
Podrick, what are you doing, mate?
Have we got up to the episode where Ed Sheeran's in yet?
No! No, spoiler alert!
Jeez.
What a mole.
I beg your pardon.
What a mole.
Hey, come on, this is boring.
I
hurry up.
There was a lot of Littlefinger last night.
I've told you.
He's going to become good. I like the way he spends time with Sansa. He really takes her under his wing. I think he's going to get a caring, nurturing.
I've told you never to say you've seen a lot of Littlefinger again. Do not speak like that.
Bran's really shitting me.
Bran shits me too.
He can't be going anywhere.
Catch up. We all hate Bran. Hate him.
He'll be gone by. He'll be gone by the end of this series.
Right.
What is episode 5? He'll be gone by episode 7.
Oh, you're so into it. You're so...
I love it. Hey, if anyone out there has seen episode 6, don't tell me. You know what it's about, don't you? No.
What's that, Nick?
Seven kingdoms.
Okay, and one throne.
With the Eurythmics.
It is.
Please.
This is Kennedy
Seven
Malloy.
Kingdoms.
Okay.
One throne.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just about done for the day. Hey, a shout out to Triple M Central Queensland as Rockhampton and Gladstone had their radio ratings. No doubt celebrating tonight. Kennedy Malloy, massive numbers in Central Queensland, which is fantastic.
Thank you, Central Queensland.
Who's on that
we love
you.
You
got Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
They are so good. I know
what
you're going to say.
I don't care for Banksy.
I knew you'd say that.
Banksy's...
He's no good.
Chris Banks. Great
Chris,
broadcaster.
Oh, Chris Banks.
Yeah,
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's a great broadcaster. Great show.
What's their sign? What's their call sign?
In the Central Queensland, that's a very good question. Something I'll find out for you in just a moment.
Central Queensland?
Yeah.
Good folk. Good honest folk.
101.5 and 95.1 on two frequencies, of course. So Gladstone and Rockhampton.
Gladstone and Rocky, where they've got the ball, where everyone knocks the balls off.
That's it.
We talked about that yesterday.
It's not funny. It's not funny. If you're up there, don't knock the
balls. I think the locals are used to it by now.
Yeah, it's a bit fun, isn't it?
Losing
Someone in the house has got about 46 of Bulls balls.
Have you been locked up in the local jail up there?
No, but I did wake up on the floor of a bikie headquarters.
Oh,
well,
what did Rock happen?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Wow.
It was like one or the other. I knew that. I know that you know this country well. And you know the towns in Queensland well.
No, that's a good part of the country.
Yeah.
Great audiences. Love it there.
We love Central Queensland. We love all our listeners.
Daryl's on the line. Daryl, you're a restaurant owner. Have you been dicked about by the home delivery drivers?
Yeah, guys, how you going?
Good.
Yeah, pretty common one is they come and collect the order, and then within like a minute or 2 minutes, they cancel the order themselves, and the customer's left with nothing. They get reimbursed, obviously, but they're not getting any dinner or anything. And then we get reimbursed as well, being the restaurant, but the Uber drivers are sitting in the park somewhere, smashing some pulled pork fries and some bloody brisket, mate.
Smashing some pulled pork fries.
Hey, Daryl, it's not on. What's your restaurant? Just give yourself a plug.
It's Slow Poke American Barbecue at Burpengary in Brisbane.
Oh, yep. Yum.
Yeah. See you there.
Get on down there.
All right, yeah. And
don't get Uber, though. Come down yourself.
Go and support the restaurant.
Yeah,
that's
in.
What you want, Daryl.
Is Uber killing your restaurant? I read an article the other day. It says there's an Uber apocalypse.
You've got to do it because you've got to keep up with the Joneses, obviously. Mm. But if you have a problem with Uber, don't complain to the restaurant owners. They do what they're supposed to do. It's just between
Uber and the driver.
Got you, Daryl. Well said.
Got some tickets for you to go see Kiss, by the way, Daryl, for calling through. Well done, man.
One of Mickey's favourite.
I love
Kiss.
You saw them, didn't you?
I do love them. Well, no, I didn't see them because mum wouldn't let me go.
Oh, that's right.
I don't like talking about it.
That's right.
I've dressed up as Kiss school concert.
Which one?
Well, we were all dressed. Well, I was Gene Simmons.
Are you Gene?
Of course.
I've been beaten up riding through Mount Eliza on my bike with wearing Gene Simmons makeup from Kiss. It was a good lesson.
Did you have the tongue and the spitting?
Yes, I did,
okay.
Dave.
Just in
it was
costume.
Only last week.
Right.
Hey, who we got on? Who we got on
I'll tell
tomorrow?
You, we have got The Bachelor.
Oh, behave yourself, will you? Don't
Jane.
Lose it.
I never am. Listen,
you get all,
I'm old
you
go enough a bit to be giddy. His mother for a start.
You get a little.
I don't.
Excitable.
You do.
There'll
be an extra layer of lipstick.
Extra? I'm always.
You are.
A girl has to apply.
There'll be a brush of their hair.
Of course. I never hide it from
you. He's an astrophysicist.
Yeah, well, then we'll relate, and you'll be out on a.
I've got some questions.
You'll
to
be
ask
a spare dick.
I'm going.
To,
I am going. What? I beg your pardon.
You'll be a spare dick.
What's that mean?
You know,
I think this show might be.
Raise a crowd.
And Gilly, Adam Gilly.
Oh, yeah. I like
don't
Gilly.
Don't worry about that. He's a ripper. Asses.
Good on ya.
Hey, Ross Noble was on earlier today. You want to grab the podcast? It was awesome listening at Kennedy Malloy. Big show tomorrow.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Malloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sportscat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.